Gabe Locke from USA Today joins us. Gabe, how are you? Now, Gabe, I assume you have a vote, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Now, when you have a vote, explain to our listeners, like, how many guys do you vote for? How does it work?
Well, you can vote for up to 10 guys on a ballot and no more, which used to never be a problem because there rarely would be 10 truly deserving candidates. But we've kind of gotten this logjam the last few years, so I've actually have hit the maximum 10 the last 2 years, which is kind of interesting. And yeah, you just try to sort of do your level best to determine who's the greatest in their era and take a lot of different factors into consideration. And and I guess mercifully, you might say, we kind of eased the logjam a little bit this year.
Now, do you mind? I'm assuming or I'm guessing, did you vote for the four guys who got in?
I did, yeah. Okay. And if I can remember off the top of my head, I'll throw you my 10. It was those four guys: Piazza, Alan Trammell,
Schilling, Bagwell, Raines.
Raines, yeah, yeah. Raines is in there. Gary Sheffield, which was a bit of an outlier for me. Goodness gracious. If I had it in front of me.
Clemens, Bonds.
Yeah, Clemens and Bonds, thank you. Thank you. There you go. Yeah. That's you know it better than I do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, basically mine was pretty chalk, relatively speaking, save for maybe Raines, Trammell, and Sheffield. The one omission that was kind of a popular pick was Bagwell, and I just kind of opted for Sheffield over him at the very end, just taking the – and again, it's so subjective, and it's – you know, everybody values a lot of different things, and it's it makes it really difficult to get in, and that's been evidenced by a lot of pretty blank classes the last 2 years.
We discussed it yesterday in our show, and I said I actually would vote for Barry Bonds because – in the years prior to when he obviously started juicing, you know, he was on pace for a Hall of Fame career, home runs and stolen bases and everything. And, you know, arguably the same with Roger Clemens. What was your reasoning, Gabe, why you felt that those guys are Hall of Famers?
That's pretty much exactly my reasoning. I'm not really going to take a moral stand on performance-enhancing drugs. I wish nobody did them. I wish, you know, they never existed in terms of baseball just because, yeah, it would be a truly level playing field and the statistics wouldn't be distorted. But they were there, and, you know, it's hard to really blame these guys for, you know, I mean, it's competition. And if you want to stay up with things, you might feel slightly pressured to do these sorts of things. My very loose and admittedly imperfect standard is to try to take information of what we know these guys did and whether, you know, the PEDs they took made them Hall of Famers. And to your point, you know, if Barry Bonds gets hit by a truck the day before he sticks a needle inside of him, he's probably a Hall of Famer. And even into his, you know, his doping years, you know, if he just was 100% clean, clearly would have gotten to 500 home runs, would have gotten to 350, 400 steals. He still would have had a, you know, easily a Hall of Fame career. So that's a really easy call. And then of course, there's guys we just don't know about. And you sort of have to, you'll hear rumblings and maybe you'll hear on or off the record things. And maybe you take those into account. Maybe you don't. But you just kind of have to go with the information presented and make the best possible choice. And, you know, obviously it's a lot more complicated than it was, but that's okay. You just do the best you can, basically.
Gabe Locke joins us from USA Today. I noticed Tim Raines went up 8.9% this year. He's up to 55%. The only other guy who had a bigger increase was Curt Schilling. He went up 10%. Do you think Tim Raines is a guy? He's got, I think, 7 years left of eligibility. Do you think he ends up making the final 20% needed to get to 75%?
It's possible, and you know that some years will be easier than others. Next year, you know, you're going to add Ken Griffey and Trevor Hoffman. You know, so then you look back, you know, 5 years from now, then you know the Derek Jeter avalanche will be coming along with a bunch of other guys like Chipper Jones. So it's almost like, you know, he better get it while the getting's good here in the next couple of years, because then there will be a whole other kind of group. But there's a lot of, he has a lot of support, and there's a lot of people who really kind of you know, keep the try to keep the fire lit for him. And, you know, obviously a very different era, a different kind of player, but his on-base ability is one skill that kind of the modern stats crowd really appreciates. And he had a very good peak period of his career, if not the raw numbers you typically associate with a Hall of Famer. So it's going to be close. And, you know, obviously, as a guy that voted for him, I'm hoping he gets there because I think he deserves it. But, yeah, it's going to be real close. And I think the next 2 to 4 years may represent his best shot at getting in.
Do you think Bonds and Clemens will get in?
Oh, man, it's such a road to climb. 7 more years, they need 40% more. I really thought they'd get a little more of a bump this year because the electorate changes all the time. New voters get the right to vote, and the younger crowd tends to be a little more forgiving than the old guard. And in addition, they had a couple guys get in last year. So, but, yeah, they didn't budge, so it's basically the same people over and over voting for them, and they don't move. And I think you never know. Things can evolve, and it might dawn on more people like, okay, we didn't really know what everybody did. We probably voted PED guys in before. And, you know, my gosh, Barry Bonds is the best player of our lifetime. I mean, essentially, he could quibble with a few other guys. So I think there may come a point where this kind of pragmatism will wash over a large portion of the electorate and they get in. But I'm starting to think maybe not, since they didn't move at all today.
Gabe, I really appreciate your time sharing your votes with us. A big day for Johnson, Martinez, Smoltz, and Biggio. Hard to argue with any of those four guys. I think all well-deserving. And not surprising to me, Randy Johnson got the most votes. I thought he was the most dominant of the three pitchers.
Yeah, absolutely. You like Pedro's quick dominance over Randy's long haul. It's can't really go wrong. And next time I'll write the ballot on the back of my hand here so I don't. But, yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.